Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
The Dana Show with Dana Lash. Weekday afternoons 1 to 3 on WBNW. 1120 AM and 102.9 FM. The Money Matters Radio Network.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
It may be a historic event coming up. It'll be historic in either sense, either for the good, the three senses, for the no advance, no change in our current relationship, or maybe something that we have to re-examine in terms of how we do things. So stay tuned as the summit begins. Both parties seem to be really quite earnest, and yet this is only a small stepping stone in the beginning of all of this. So, okay, we're going to begin here with our first guest. We welcome Sherry Gillum. She's the author of Out of the Dark, published by Fulton Books. And go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and Amazon.com. She's here to join us. Good morning. Congratulations on your book, Sherry.
Stu, I'm sorry. She just got disconnected again.
All right. Well, we'll have to keep trying. This is one of those mornings, Matt, you wish you never encountered. Okay. Keep going and let me know. In the meanwhile, this historic event will be beginning officially tonight. I think it's 9 p.m. with the talk start. And I hope there's very little coming out of it. And I hope one of the few things we don't see is Trump marching out, getting on a plane, and coming back. Although I think he's covered himself rather adequately on this. And are you with me?
Yep, you're good.
All right, is she with me?
Oh, no, not yet.
No, okay. Yeah, I'm good, but I'm alone. So, well, it's a big night to start. Remember, now, for those, especially those media fanatics on the left, and speaking of them, you believe, I mean, it happens every time. There's never repercussions. That great actor who's got to be pretty close to the dumbest person in Hollywood. He has no sense of ethics. Robert De Niro gets on and refers to Trump with the F word, and they go wild out there. Was it the Grammys? I don't even pay attention to it. It's just so unbelievable. So unbelievable. And he gets away with it. He'll get cheers and applause and awards. And that's Robert De Niro. That's who we have representing the far left in this country. It's certainly a representative voice of our particular point of view. But rest be assured, he He doesn't know anything, Robert De Niro. He knows how to act. He's a great actor. And that's about it. For some people, that's more than enough, isn't it? But there's only so much rope you can give someone before they hang themselves. This is one long piece of rope that they're giving these left-wing nutcakes out in Hollywood. It just but yet you can have a good time, you know. I had a great time in a very mixed political audience yesterday. Nothing, not a word. Only word that I leave out the only word that I did have because it's not in the public eye and it's about someone in the administration and I don't want to go on air here. It's not a super story, but it probably just reinforces a lot of feelings a lot of people have, and I'm going to resist and I'm going to contain myself. Interesting story though. So the summit gets ready to begin, and we're looking at some great work, I think, on the part of Mike Pompeo. Great work, believe it or not. I know it's hard to make that association between Donald Trump and the Korean government, the North Korean government. But Trump said Monday his historic summit, said this just yesterday, with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore could work out very nicely as officials from both countries met to narrow differences on how to end a nuclear standoff on the Korean Peninsula. Now, your guess is as good as mine. I don't want to see this thing go up in flames from the beginning. Is Trump's meeting with Kim Jong-un in Singapore. Boy, what a setting, huh? It's one of the safest places.
Yeah, we have her.
Oh, we do?
Yep.
All right, you know what to tell her? Just hold her off until halfway through the next segment. This isn't a good time to begin this. You with me?
Yep.
All right. So they're looking to work out these agreements as officials from both countries, see if they can narrow those differences. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the preparatory talks were moving in a rapid sense. I don't want to get overexcited here, but is it me or the more you listen to Mike Pompeo. Hold on for a second. The more you listen to Mike Pompeo, the more and more respect you get for him. This guy is not only intellectually brilliant in a number of areas. He's got, as far as I'm concerned, he's got the perfect personality for this job. Now, that wasn't meant as a joke. Well, he's a politician, and therefore they come canned with a certain personality. So that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is I feel very comfortable with him. I feel comfortable with Bolton in the background. And unfortunately, as much, and I really love John Bolton, but personality-wise and the unpredictability of what he'll say is kind of a risk. And this whole team is working really, really diligently to get these talks underway. Now, Trump said it'll take a minute before he knows because he's got such a great feel for this. And lost where it was for a second. Sorry about that. You will have to wait and see what happens after this first meeting, this minute or two. I don't know. Nobody does know. But if it does work, then we can get through this progression with a little bit of progress. Then we may be on the road to something fairly substantive. I can tell you that if we get by stage one or stage two here, it will certainly offset what anybody else has done, any other president in their communication to try to get this thing going and working right. So keep your fingers crossed, but you know, it's like every other sane person out there. I'm not overly excited, but I am watching with a very careful eye and a careful ear. And I'm not underestimating Kim Jong-un's intellect or ability or strategic ability or negotiation ability. We'll come back. Again, we'll try it again with that first guest. This is Chris Taylor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Hello, this is Tom Hopkins, and I'm excited to send this little message to you because as our nation's number one how-to sales trainer, it's an honor when I meet people who do so much for the profession of selling. And having been interviewed by Stu Taylor and seeing and hearing in his voice, and even though I've never met him, I can tell he has a passion for what he does, and I just hope all of you that are in sales take advantage of the knowledge that he brings, because the people he has on that show can change your life.
If I had to choose just one day to last my whole life through, it would surely be that Sunday.
All right, joining us right now, Sherry Gillum. She is the author of Out of the Dark. It's published by Fulton Books. You can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. FultonBooks.com, and she's here to join us. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you with us. The name of the book is Out of the Dark. Well, it doesn't sound like a very pessimistic, but hopefully it has a nice ending to it. Good morning, Sherry. Follow up on my introduction here.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, so what do we got? We don't have long.
Yes, I'm a first-time author. The title of the book is Out of the Dark. It's, you know, about a young girl who's been through so many trials and tribulations. You know, I've been through, you know, a lot of things, like, you know, molestation, you know, abuse and drugs and alcohol. And I overcame those things spiritually, you know, through the grace of God, you know. And, you know, I finally found my path. You know, so the story does start out. It's a very intense story.
It is autobiographical.
Yes, it starts out very sad and intense, but it does end me finding the light and finding my journey. So yeah, I'm glad about that and overcame those things. And so, yeah, I'm an overcomer now. I wrote the book for those who are going through the same things, you know, so I try to make it like, you know, that, you know, they can overcome those things too. They could become an overcomer as well. If they feel victimized by what happened to them, they can overcome those things as well.
For you, what was the turning point in your life where you went from abyss and misery to seeing the light?
Yes. Yes, I've been, you know, my brother, you know, it happened. My brother has been through molestation himself, and he's done it to me and my sister. So, yeah, it starts out very intense. You know, a lot of people who's reading it so far are saying, you know, it's very sad, but also it's very encouraging, you know, because I give words of hope. You know, I share words of hope to those who are going through, who are, you know, who are victimized by what happened to them. You know, because there's people out here who don't know, don't have a voice, or may be afraid to share their story. So I was the bold one to share mine, you know, for those who don't have a voice.
All right. Well, you got to share your voice. And have you received any response from people who have read the book?
Yes. Yes. And those who have read it thus far have said it helped them. You know, they like to go back and read it because I share a lot of psychological information, you know, as far as like what happens to those children who go on through molestation. Look out for the signs of children who've been molested. You know, so I share that. And I also share a mental, what happens to you mentally when it does happen. So yeah, there's a lot of things that happen to those who are victimized, you know, by this sad situation. So I encourage those who, you know, even maybe need to read something that can give them some encouragement, because I share a lot of encouraging stories in there. So it's just not all doom and gloom.
All right. Well, it's good to have a story on here that ends on an inspirational level. I want to thank you very much for joining us. Good luck.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sherry Gillum. All right. Are we ready for Dee Dee?
Yep.
All right. As we continue here, our next guest, Dee Dee Hoffman. So this is one of those interesting stories. You know, a lot of people just don't hear about it. And then when they either see it on the tube or read it in a book, you say, wow, what a story. I wonder why I haven't heard about that before. Dee Dee Hoffman is the author of Beautiful Bodies, The Adventures of Malvina Hoffman. The book is published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. And it's quite a story, so why don't I just turn it over to you, Dee Dee, and you can talk about the origins of it.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And Malvina Hoffman was born in the Victorian times in 1885 and lived until 1966. She died in 1966. And when she passed away, she was a household name. She was known as America's Rodin. And she was also known as a world adventurer online with Amelia Earhart with some of the things she had done. She was a humanitarian. And since her death, I guess that's about 50 years ago, she has been forgotten. And I met my husband about 10 years ago, and I was a pretty huge art lover and a collector of new art, and I thought I knew quite a bit, and he had these bronzes in his home that were magnificent. And I had never heard of Malvina Hoffman. And I believe at that moment I was probably struck in the heart by her as a muse, and then I fell in love with him too. So we eventually married. And that's what started my journey into a five years of research and getting ready to tell her story. And I believe, you know, with her as my muse, I was pushed to tell it correctly and get her back where she belongs in the history books.
When you look at a story like this and you think this is really an amazing story, and it's just another one, at least from my perspective, I haven't heard about it before, and I'm sure there are a lot of others. How come it's taken so long to come to the forefront? Are you there, Dee Dee?
Says she's still connected.
Okay, I'm having a little trouble reconnecting with her. I'll leave it up to you, Matt. I don't know how you handle this one. Just about at the end of the segment. And I think what we're going to have to do is reconnect with her and begin the third segment, because she really hasn't had a lengthy enough opportunity to expound. Still having connection problems?
Yeah, her phone is still on the line. I just can't hear her.
All right. Well, if you can hear us, Dee Dee, hang up, and we'll have you rejoin us right after a break and continue your story. So we're shortly coming up with a break. We'll return to North Korea, figuratively, and hopefully we'll have a little less bumpy ride the second half. It's like an airplane going through all those pockets of air. This is Stu Taylor. Thank you.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579. Today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, folks. I'm Dinesh D'Souza. I made the movie 2016, Obama's America, also the movie America, Imagine a World Without Her. My latest film is Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. I'm a big fan of Stu Taylor. Love being on his show.
On the bank of the river stood Running Bear, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid. Little white dove was of her name, such a lovely sight to see. But their tribes fought with each other, so their love could never be.
We're back, and my apologies. One of those technical mornings. It would take me from now until the end of time to diagnose it, but again, my apologies. We will be rejoined by Dee Dee Hoffman as soon as we're able to make that connection. So, back to North Korea. And the fact that up until this point, up until right now, and I'm not going off on any wild, delusional trips, this looks successful. And it was on the heels of Trump basically walking out on the G7 that he wants to be a G8, but that Russia is excluded. It's constant political games that's part of the makeup of what's going on out there. And he's showing, I believe he's showing Kim Jong-un the amazing ability of how to work around political issues and how to outmanipulate. Now, he hasn't yet, because we're truly dealing with an unknown entity, an alien, so to speak. But you know that Kim Jong-un is in this hot water, too, and his economy is collapsing beyond belief. So it's all, you know, as I've always told you, terms of negotiation, who is dealing from weakness and who is dealing from strength. So I don't know how the tables are set, but I do know that there has been a plan from the beginning with both of them where Trump has to save face, and he will. I mean, he'll pick up and walk out. Do you think Obama or Clinton or Bush would have? The answer is no. Well, first of all, Obama would have the guts to show up. So we're going to see if we can have this progress. What also concerns me, and I haven't heard all that much about it in the media, is that testing in North Korea, I mean, there's going to be a real trust factor here. I noticed, you know, when they blew out the tunnels and it looked impressive, I didn't see anybody going into the tunnels to verify. Sounds a little strange, doesn't it? I mean, I'm no explosive expert, but you could certainly blow the hole right near the entrance exit and have everything intact inside. But this will be a step-by-step procedure until it's validate and verify. And I just want to see the process get underway. Even if it takes a long time to get through this, I want to see those weapons in a in a position where we don't have to sit and worry about it morning, noon, and well, we're going to anyway. But there's got to be some verification here. And when you've negotiated with so many leaders, and our country has through the years, and you're able to understand exactly what they're looking to do and how they're looking to do it, what you do is you get a clear picture of how to operate. And in most cases, it's about maintenance of the status quo. Because all you have to do is look out there and take a look at some of the really huge accomplishments. Oh, yeah, we've had some. And as historians, we all know them. But most of these experiences turn out to be negative, and we really accomplish really very, very little on it. So keep your eyes and ears open here. There will be, I'm sure, a little action in the sense of a feeling out process through both sides before the meeting tonight. So there's a lot going on behind closed doors. There's no doubt about that. Unprecedented opportunities to change the trajectory of our relationship and bring peace and prosperity to North Korea. That's what Pompeo has said. It's what Trump has said. If you're on North Korea, now I know this is really always difficult to do, but if you're going to negotiate, if you don't put yourself in the position of the other power, there's no sense in negotiating. Doing the best thing I can do with my objective reasoning power here is that Kim Jong-un, after what's happened and what I think was a very serious verbal mistake by John Bolton, talking about using the same effect that we used with Libya and Muammar Gaddafi. This is really rather different. But just think about it. You've built this empire, this dictatorship, this monster regime. You're in complete control. Of course, you don't know who's pressuring you on the other side, on the other side of your administration. I don't know how close Kim Jong-un is at some point to putting himself in this position with people even more radical who would like to see him killed in office. So he's got to worry about that, which means he's got to go to the forefront here and be really tough. The other thing is, Kim Jong-un has got to be very careful he doesn't go over the line with Donald Trump, because if he does, Trump's going to walk out. I'm just guessing. I wouldn't want to be handling this negotiation. I think it's easier in terms of Trump's position, because Trump can walk out of this and leave a lot of disappointment for a lot of people, but he can save face as well. So keep your hats on, keep your eyes and ears open. And this is a great, great opportunity. It's a great opportunity if Kim Jong-un will buy into it, and I believe it's a 100% legitimate opportunity to take their country and build it and build bridges with, I don't mean physical bridges, with South Korea and Japan. How this thing will work out with China, we don't know, because China's in it for China. There's no doubt about that. But I look at it this way. A stable world, a peaceful world, makes it certain that something is in it for everybody. But when you're not trained under these conditions and you haven't lived that kind of life, what do you expect to provide? Here's a guy who's been in hibernation and seclusion his whole life. So I'm not going to guess on this one. It's just much too difficult even to anticipate the outcome. More difficult than I believe in a lot of other threatening countries out there, like Russia and and Syria and Iran. But we're getting right to it. And what I would, boy, what I wouldn't give to be in that room, of course, with a translator, and hear the ongoings of it. Seems like Trump is chomping at the bits. But never underestimate this man. All right, we're going to return. This is Stu Taylor.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special, 800-480-1941, and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio. Life stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Steve Forbes, chairman of Forbes Magazine and Forbes Media. You can't do any better in the morning than starting with Stu Taylor. He'll give you what you need to get through the day and prosper in the future.
All right, our final segment on a huge, huge subject. Actually, for those who do radio for longer periods of time, it's really an expansive subject, and it deserves all the time it's getting. So I'm happy to say that the possibility of a quick breakthrough and results have been downplayed, and they should be. There's a lot of framework to be set forth if this moves on. And once again, as I said earlier, North Korea has to move toward a complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization. From what my position is, and I think it's really very logical, unless that point gets reached and Kim Jong-un just wanted the perfect picture photo of being with Donald Trump, and I can understand that as well. But unless we pass the complete verifiable aspect of denuclearization, this isn't going to happen. And the term used is irreversible denuclearization. And it shouldn't happen. Because if that doesn't happen, I wouldn't take it one more step. I'd be pretty secure in the fact that this isn't a real attempt at peace. It's an attempt at manipulation. I think Trump has won round one, but it's a 15-round heavyweight fight. It's not a 10-rounder or a 12-rounder. So looking at the scenario here and the fact that sanctions in North Korea would remain in place until that happened. And Pompeo's quote is, if diplomacy does not move in the right direction, those measures will increase. And I think they're on the same page. And as I look back over having other people in office like McMaster, like former Secretary of State, and others, Rex Tillerson, none of them were really 100% in line with Trump. Rex Tillerson, I think I said Hillerson. One of, I think, the people who does get it, and believe me, every single person out there makes a mistake, is John Bolton. He'll state his position. He won't back off, and Trump knows it. And so far, it's worked. As long as you don't overshadow Trump to try to get the big publicity. Larry Kudlow knows it. But how do you get more respected than Larry Kudlow in terms of economic decisions that you have to make? Kudlow is going to tell people what he thinks. I had one of my more enjoyable evenings with Larry Kudlow in New York a couple of years ago. The guy's a genius. And I think Trump recognizes the fact that Kudlow's he's going to have to talk. And so far, there hasn't been much friction. These countries have been enemies since the 1950-1953 Korean War. And now there's an interesting meeting. And if it works out, well, we can all head over there. You know what they're serving? Lobster bisque, beef tenderloin, and ice cream. Got to have his ice cream. And then there was an early birthday cake for Trump, who turns, my goodness, 72. Boy, those years fly by for all of us, don't they? Man, he's got a lot of energy for 72. And Kim has remained ensconced in the heavy guarded hotel at St. Regis where he is staying. There was no sign of his sister, Kim Yo-jong, who has accompanied him to Singapore. You know, you got people out there complaining in this wealthy city-state because of traffic jams caused by this summit and the cost of hosting two leaders. I understand that. I don't know how it was resolved. But where Kim Jong-un was looking for others to come up and help him pay the $6,000 hotel bill. It's a cultural thing. It's cultural. You know, even if I were, and you know, I have to think before paying $6,000 for a hotel room, you know, I'd say, well, you know, I'll take care of the hotel. It depends what's at stake. And there's so much at stake. The $6 million is only something symbolic of what's as big as anything we've had in the international marketplace for a long time. And you got a lot of cynicism. The cost, 20, 30 million, whatever it costs there. Are people stupid? They can go ahead, the government can go ahead and blow big money on every idiotic thing. But this is pomp and circumstance. This is big time, folks. And you got to do this one the right way. I know Trump is ready to engage. My only hope is that Kim Jong-un doesn't think we're that stupid and are going to walk into one of his traps. It's an unpredictable country. And when you're dealing with somebody unpredictable, the logical thing to expect is a series of illogical acts and unpredictable acts. But we won't have long to go on this one. We'll see you back here tomorrow. I'm sure we'll have some additional news.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.